Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Detroit and began working at his dad's business at age 12. When his dad died in 1957, he took over the family business at age 21. 59 years later, he is still the president and CEO of Dumochel Art Galleries Company. Known as the gentlemanly auctioneer, his name, Larry Dumochel. And we're honored to have him as our guest. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to the legendary Larry Dumochel. Larry, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Can we start by talking about your mom, who was born in 1904 and passed 96 years later in 2000? Tell us about your mom.
Well, my mom was, she came from Canada, and she and my father married when she was 27. She became a citizen here in the United States right after their marriage. And she was a school teacher. Her family was a family of school teachers. Her mother was a school teacher. Her sister was a school teacher. They were all school teachers. And in fact, my sister Joan became a school teacher, and my sister Rosemary was a school teacher. And so my mother supported my father in his business. He was the auctioneer, and she ran the books and made sure that things were run the way she felt they should be. And mother was a hunter. She was she liked to play golf. She liked to swim. Later on in life, she decided to become an artist, and she took lessons around the age of 80 years old. When my one son decided to become a gemologist, my mother decided to take up gemology. And she was, I guess, a constant learner.
Your dad. You started working for your dad when you were 12 years old.
Right.
What were the first few jobs that Dad let you do?
Well, I used to clean silver. I would help, you know, doing the... I would wrap packages for clients. I'd carry them out to their car if they were out. Usually, I always remember people pulling up in front on East Jefferson, and I would carry andirons out to people's cars and small paintings. And I learned how to pack with truckers. We would hire trucking companies to come in and pack up china and glass and so forth. And I worked along with them in my younger years.
What's the biggest one or two things Dad taught you about this business?
Well, I think Dad's rule was the customer's always right, and the customer came first. And of course, that honesty was a very important part of the business. That was what I grew up with.
What did he teach you about auctioning itself?
You know, it was interesting. My first day that I auctioned, Dad was auctioning in a home, And what I mean by that, he was not in our showrooms on East Jefferson. He was in a private home. They were running an auction. And in those days, the auctioneer would maybe stand on a chair and just auction. And I was with him. I think we were in the basement of a big home. And all of a sudden, he turned to me and he said, "Why don't you auction some of these items off?" So that was my first auction, and it was kind of at the end of the day, and we were pretty well winding up. And so I got to sell maybe floor lamps and things like that.
Your dad died, Larry, in 1957.
Right.
You were 21 years old.
Right.
And you took over the business. Many experts said, no way, this will not last.
Right.
The kid cannot make it work. How did you ever get through the first couple of years?
You know, if I look back on it and I think about it, well, it's pretty hard to think about because I don't really know how I did. But I had good support. My mother was there, and we had not a lot of employees, but my dad's secretary, she had been with him for quite a few years, and she knew the business and she knew the clientele, and so she was very supportive.
We're talking to Larry Dumochel. When we come back, we'll ask him what it's like working for the same company and going to the same building for over 66 years. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and we're with Larry Dumochel. Dumochel's was formed in 1927 by Larry's dad, Joseph Dumochel.
Right.
So, Larry, for the last 66 years, you've gone there minimum 5 days a week, East Jefferson. What's that like, working for the same company and going to the same building for 66 straight years?
I never think about it. I just knew that... that's where I was going, and I never really thought about what my job was. I just knew that we had so many auctions a year, and at one point we would have 2-3 day auctions a month. As time went on, we found that we could run one auction a month, 3 days, and things changed as the years went along. We tried to get better merchandise, and as the years went along, I found I had to travel more. When I first started, I used to run around the streets in Detroit. We would drive to the Palmer Woods area or the Grosse Pointe area or the Longfellow Atkinson Boston Boulevard area. And but as the city spread out with Northland opening and so forth, we had to travel more. And so we would then go to like Ann Arbor and Port Huron and go out to Saginaw or so forth. And then, of course, we started traveling to Ohio. Things spread around.
We're talking to Larry Dumochel. Larry, how do you explain the fascination of collecting?
Knowledge, I think, has a little bit to do with that. You know, if you start collecting a certain type of thing, I've known some collectors that started off buying a nice painting, a nice landscape, not really knowing who did it or whatever, and then started to check history and background and found out that there were things that you could learn about a painting. And the same thing with china and glass, finding a nice piece of silver. I think collecting is just kind of something that you start, and then you find that you get nice things, and you really like one area or another.
Talk to us about the psychology of people when they bid.
Everybody has a different way of bidding. Some people like to let everybody know they're buying. Most of the people don't like people to know they're buying. And so some people will do it in a hidden way. I remember years ago when I was at an auction and my father was running the auction, and two or three fellows wanted to buy one painting, but they didn't want the other guys to know they were going to bid on it. And I remember a fellow standing next to my dad, and my dad was on the auction stand. This man had his finger on my dad's back, and he was poking my dad in the back every time he bid. So everybody has a different way. There was a nurse that used to sit in the front row, and she would wink when she was going to bid. And then there are Oriental rug dealers. Years ago, the guy said, every time I grab my collar, I'm bidding. When I drop my hand, I'm not in, you know. So it's just the auctioneers, and I'm pretty sure the young auctioneers today are involved in a certain amount of that kind of bidding process.
What have these 60 years of auctioning items taught you, Larry Dumoschel, about people?
Well, you have all kinds of people bidding. You know, there's, like you say, the collector. There's the novice, the person who likes something, maybe because it's a color they favor, or maybe it's just something they get very excited about, or someone who is just starting to collect and he's trying to learn about the process. Everybody has a different way. Some people want to bid on the internet today, but we give them the opportunity to bid on the phone or give us bids ahead of an auction. You know, somebody will say, you know, I'll go $1,000 on that piece. So we'll put their name in and he's going to go to $1,000. That's allowed. We have somebody that bids for them. And so there's all kinds of bidders.
You, as you mentioned earlier, have a three-day auction, normally once a month.
Right.
And you'll have 1,400 to 1,500 items in that auction.
Right.
How do you keep coming up with great merchandise to that level every month?
That's difficult. It's very difficult. We do come up with great items every 4 or 5 weeks, but to get the quality, we would have an auction. We'll have some terrific items in that auction. Next week, 90% of those items will be gone. And if you say to me, Larry, I want you to get me another picture, like, I can't guarantee you that I'm going to be able to do that. It's not as easy as it seems.
How many times, Larry, have you said, I quote, my, that looks interesting, and or the second one, I feel this has great potential?
Well, I've said that from time to time. You know,
that could be on your tombstone, those two things, Larry.
Well, if I see something that, I mean, I saw a painting yesterday, a watercolor that my sister took in. And I told her, I said, I really like this. And, you know, you look at it, and so what did I like about it? I liked the way it was a seashore scene with a sailing vessel in the background. The sailing vessel wasn't, it looked like it was just quickly done. It didn't look like it really had that sharp look that you would see in a very, say, fancy sailing ship. But it almost looked like it was the last thing that the artist decided to put in the picture. But I believe the painting is absolutely good. I believe it's a great painting, but it's not one that the artist really took his time. I think it was just done in a very short length of time. It was something that he wasn't planning on doing.
Larry, when you were 20, you were selling paintings for $50 and $100.
That's right.
What are some of those paintings going for today?
Well, a lot of those paintings, especially the best of the best, the ones that we would sell for $100, $150, today some of them are bringing $500,000, $1 million. Not all of them, but, you know, the real top quality ones. And, of course, what's replaced the lower level, today a good painting could be $10,000, and it might not be a great painting.
Larry, how many of those $50 and $100 paintings 60 years ago did you personally buy?
I've got to say, not enough.
Larry Dumochel, and I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.